Morning.
Morning.
Has joined.
We'll start in another minute or so.
Okay.
We will begin with the Lashon Yichud. Lashon Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bibchilu urchimu uchilu uchilu urchimu liakta l'shem yud hei bavav hei v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah v'ayhino amadunai Elohino aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nei aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nenehu. Today we will study the fourth Aliyah, the fourth portion of Parsha Vayera. It begins at Exodus chapter 7, verse 8, and completes at chapter 8, verse 6. This is a total of 28 verses. The number 28 connects to the Hebrew word koach, which translates as power or strength. Verse 8.
Vayomer Adonai Yohei Wahei Madanu Yo Yo Wahei Dawanu Hei Yo El Moshe we El Acharon Lemor Ki Yidaber Alechem Paro Lemor Tenu Lachem Mofet We Amarta El Acharon Kach Et Batcha V'chashlech Lifne Paro Yehi Letanin Wayavo Moshe we acharon el paro wayasu ken kaasher tziva Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo wahe dawanu heyo wayashlech aharon Et matehu lifne paro v'lifne avadav v'yehi letanin v'yikra gam paro l'chakamim v'lam kashvim v'yasu gam hem hartume Mitzrayim belachatechem ken. Vayashliku ish matehu. Vayiyu letaninim. Vayivla mate acharon et matotam. Vayechezak leparo. Willo shama lehem kasher diber Adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu he yo wayomer Adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu he yo el mo kaved le paro me ein lishalach ham lech el paro baboker ine yotze amayma benitzal talikrato al sefar haye or the hamate asher nechpach לנחש תיקח בידיך, ואמרת אליו אדוני, יוהי וההי אדנו יו, יוהי דוונו היו, אלוהי העברים שלך אני אליך. Lemor shalach et ami, layaavduni bamidbar, vehine lo shemata ad ko, ko amar Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adanu yo, Yohei Dawanu hei yo, Bezot te da ki ani Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu yo Yohei Dawanu hei yo Hine anuhi make bamate Asher biyadi al hamayim Asher baor Nehef kule dam והדגה אשר ביאור תמות ובאש היאור ונעלו מצרים לשתות מים מן היאור ויאמר אדוני יוהי וההי אדנו יו יוהי דוונו היו אל משה אמור, אל אחרון קח מתך ונטה ידך, על מימי מצרים, על נחרותם, על יוריכם, ועל אגמיכם, ועל כל מקווי מימיכם. ויהודם וחיידם וכל ארץ מצרים ובעצים ובאבנים ויעשו כן משה ואחרון כאשר ציווה אדוני יוהי וההי אדנו יו יוהי דוונו היו, וירם במטה, ויח את המים, אשר ביאור, לעיני פרעה ולעיני עבדיו, ויהפקו כל המים אשר ביאור לאדם. והדגה אשר ביאור מתה ויבש היאור ולא יכלו מצרים לשתות מים מן היאור ויהי הדם וכל ארץ מצרים ויעשו כן הרטו מי מצרים בלעתיהם, ויחזק לב פרעה, ולא שמע עליהם, כאשר דיבר אדוני יוהי אדנו יו, יוהי דוונו היו. ויפן פרעה, ויבוא אל ביתו, ולא שעת ליבו גם לעזות, ויחפרו כל מצרים.
Mitzrayim Sevivot Hayor Mayim Lishtot Ki Lo Yachlu Lishtot Mimei Hayor Vayimale Shivat Yamim Achare Hakot Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Wahei Dawanu Hei Yo Ed Haye Or Vayomer Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Wahei Dawanu Hei Yo El Moshe Bo El Paro We Amarta Elav Go Amar Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Wahei Dawanu Hei Yo Shalach Et Ami We Yavduni We Imayin Atal Shaleach Ine anochi nogef et kogevulcha bats pardeim. Vasharat haye or tefardeim vealu va'u beveitecha uvachadar mishkavcha vealmitatecha Uveveta vadecha, uvamecha, utanurecha, umisharotecha, uvecha, uvamcha, uvechol avadecha, ya'alu hatzpardeim, vayomer Adonai, yohei wahei. Adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu hei yo. El Moshe emor, el acharon. Nete et yadcha b'matecha. Al hanharod, al hayorim. V'al ha'agamim, v'ha'al et hatzpardeim. Al eretz Mitzrayim, vayet acharon et yado al meimei Mitzrayim vata al hatzufardeya. Vatkas et eretz Mitzrayim. Vayasu ken hafar tumim velatehem vayalu en hatzpardeim al eretz Mitzrayim vayikra paro limoshe ulacharon vayomer tatiru el Adonai yohei wahei Adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu heyo, we ase hatzpardeim, mi meni ume ami, wa ashalcha et ha'am vayisbechu, ladonai yo hey wahe, adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu heyo. Vayomer Moshe leparo titpaer alai lematai atir lecha belaavadecha ulamcha lehachrit hatzpardeim mimcha umibatecha rach beyor tisha'arna. Vayomer lemachar, vayomer kidbarcha lema'an teda, ki en kadonai, yohei wahei, adanu yo, yo ahei dawanu hei yo. Eloheinu. That is it. was the completion of the reading, the fourth Aliyah. We'll now begin to study the English translation. Verse 8. Hashem spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, when Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, provide a sign for yourselves, you shall say to Aaron, take your staff and cast it before Pharaoh. It will become a serpent. Thereupon Moses and Aaron came to Pharaoh, and they did so, as the Lord had commanded. Aaron cast his staff before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh too summoned the wise men and the magicians and the necromancers of Egypt also, and he did likewise with their magic. Each one of them cast down his staff, and they became serpents. But Aaron's staff swallowed their staffs. What we learn here is that the spiritual system works for both sides. It works for the holy side, the positive system, and it works for the negative system. Verse 13. But Pharaoh's heart remained steadfast.
Has joined.
And he didn't hearken to them, as Hashem had spoken. Hashem said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is heavy. He has refused to let the people out. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. Behold, he is going forth to the water, and you shall stand opposite him on the bank of the Nile. And the staff that was turned into a serpent you shall take in your hand, and you shall say to him, Hashem, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to you, saying, send forth my people, so that they may serve me in the desert. But behold, until now you have not hearkened. So said Hashem, with this you will know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will smite with the staff that is in my hand upon the water that is in the Nile, and it will turn to blood. And the fish that are in the Nile will die, and the Nile will become putrid, and the Egyptians will weary in their efforts to drink water from the Nile. The Lord said to Moses, say to Aaron, take your staff and stretch forth your hand over the waters of Egypt, over their rivers, over their canals, over their ponds, and over all their bodies of water, and they will become blood, and there will be blood throughout the entire land of Egypt, even in wood and in stone. Moses and Aaron did so, as the Lord had commanded, and he raised the staff and struck the water that was in the Nile before the eyes of Pharaoh and before the eyes of his servants, and all the water that was in the Nile turned to blood. And the fish that were in the Nile died, and the Nile became putrid. The Egyptians could not drink water from the Nile, and there was blood throughout the entire land of Egypt. And the necromancers of Egypt did likewise with their secret rites. And Pharaoh's heart was steadfast, and he did not heed them, as the Lord had spoken. Pharaoh turned and went home, and he paid no heed even to this. All the Egyptians dug around the Nile for water to drink, because they could not drink from the water of the Nile. 7 full days passed after Hashem had smitten the Nile. The Lord said to Moses, come to Pharaoh and say to him, so said the Lord, let my people go, so that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all your borders with frogs. And the Nile will swarm with frogs, and they will go up and come into your house, and into your bedroom, and upon your bed, and into the house of your servants, and into your people, and into your ovens, and into your kneading troughs. And into you, and into your people, and into all your servants, the frogs will ascend. Please notice that the word is into. And it literally means, and it's describing that the frogs literally went into the bodies of the Egyptians. And they could be heard croaking within the body. Chapter 8, verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, say to Aaron, stretch forth your hand with your staff over the rivers, over the canals, and over the ponds, and bring up the frogs on the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched forth his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the necromancers did likewise with their secret rites, and they brought up the frogs on the land of Egypt. Thereupon Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he remove the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let out the people of Israel so that they may sacrifice to Hashem. And Moses said to Pharaoh, boast of your superiority over me, for when shall I entreat for you, for your servants and for your people, to destroy the frogs from you and from your houses, that they should remain only in the Nile? And he, Pharaoh, said, for tomorrow. And he, Moses, said, as you say, in order that you should know that there is none like Hashem, our God. We need to understand that every plague took 4 weeks. It literally took a month. Moses would go to Pharaoh, ask for the people to go. That was the first week. The second week, he would say, you haven't let the people go, so this is the plague that will come upon you. Then the third week, the plague actually happened. It lasted for the week, a 7-day period. And then the fourth week was the recovery of the Egyptians or the land, whatever was needed to be recovered. And then the cycle would start over again with the week one, where Moses and Aaron would go to Pharaoh and say, let my people go. And when he didn't, the second week, Moses would tell him what was the plague. Does anyone have any questions? We are going to be studying the Perkei Avot. Excuse me, not the Perkei Avot. We're going to be studying the Perek Shirah. We begin chapter 4 today. Chapter 4 is rather lengthy. The first paragraph of chapter 4. Tarnengol Omer B'Sha'asheba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heitzel HaTzadikim V'Gan Eden Sofim Kol Ilam Eitmi Gan Eden B'Shamayi Umra'im Umshabachim Biazgam Hu Mit Orer Umshabach. The rooster is saying, when the Holy One, blessed be He, comes to the righteous in the Garden of Eden, all the trees in the Garden of Eden scatter their spices, and they rejoice and praise, and then he too is aroused and praises. This verse comes from a verse in the Zohar, in the Parasha of Vayechel. And it's saying that the rooster is describing what happens in the Garden of Eden. But how would the rooster know what's happening in the Garden of Eden? And it's also describing when Hashem goes into the Garden of Eden. And when does that happen? It happens at midnight. But why does it happen, or how do we know it happens at midnight? Most of us think that roosters crow at the dawn, but they actually crow at midnight. And there, it's announcing, the rooster is announcing that how Kadosh Baruch Hu goes into the Garden of Eden to study Torah with the righteous. That's what's taking place. But what is this word, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is translated as the Holy One, blessed be He? We know that Hashem is spelled Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. We understand this level of consciousness relates to the God as proponent of loving kindness, of chesed. But why is this name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, used? Why not just say Hashem's name? It would be less letters. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents the concept of Hashem lowering himself so that it appears to men, to mankind, that he and the negative system, the Satan, are on equal footing. So that we have free choice, because what we see is these two entities, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Satan, on an equal level. Good and evil appears to us to be equal. And that's what gives us free choice, that Hashem has lowered himself. That's the meaning behind this name. We're out of time, so this is the end of our class for today. Does anybody have any questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
The rooster is a metaphor for the in the Garden of Eden. The rooster crows, or it's midnight. So is that, how is that used as being an entity in the Garden of Eden when Hashem enters? I mean, we know what a rooster is here, announcing midnight. But on the spiritual side, how is that relating to the rooster?
In every world, what is in our physical world exists in each of the other worlds in a spiritual form. So the rooster that is crowing in the physical world, the cause of that rooster crowing in the physical world is the rooster in the spiritual world crows. That's what this is describing, the rooster that is in the spiritual world of Zeranpin, which is many different metaphors, one of which is the Garden of Eden. But you live in four worlds simultaneously. You're not aware of it normally. You just see your life in the physical world. But you have a spiritual level that's in the Zeron Pin. You have a spiritual level that's in Olam Briah. You have a spiritual level that's in Olam Atzilut. These four levels of yourself are aware of each other except for you, the physical one. The physical one does not have the consciousness of the higher levels. Usually, that's what we strive to do, is when we meditate, is to elevate ourselves to those spiritual levels and connect to our own soul level that's living in the world of formation, the world of Yetzirah. Any additional questions?
I have one, Hanok.
Go ahead.
Okay. When you say at midnight, it kind of represents like Hashem in the Garden of Eden talking and doing Torah with the righteous. And then the contrast I see where the angel of death is being released at midnight to go through, like, it, you know, like being destructive. So how is that? You know, I see the two different contrasts.
Well, you're talking about the plague of the killing of the firstborn.
Yeah. And then at midnight, it's being released at midnight. And so that's when Hashem is supposed to be, you know, his spiritual person is, you know, I mean, is teaching Torah with the righteous at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
It's not that he's teaching Torah, although that he does that, but okay. It's really that the tzaddikim are studying the Torah in the Garden of Eden at that time, and okay. He goes to listen to their studies.
Okay.
Now, on that one day, the killing of the firstborn, that at that moment, Hashem could be in two places at once. We can't, but he's not limited. So he was studying in the Garden of Eden, and he was sending the Satan. So these are actions that they're not mutually exclusive. Okay. They can happen at the same time, simultaneously.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions?
Well, it kind of gives you a thought that he, Shem is studying with, and the Satan is doing its service at the same time. And I look at it from a physical standpoint. We pray. Lots of people get up and pray at midnight, but Satan is out there taking souls at the same time. So, I mean, I'm not comparing us to God by no means, but I'm just saying the deeds of both good and bad can happen at the same time. They do every second of the day, you know.
Well, but actually, they're good. They're different levels of goodness, aren't they?
Right.
So, yes, and they can happen simultaneously, you know. Human beings cannot multitask, but Hashem can.
Right.
Satan can. Human beings can be doing two tasks in the sense that we can listen to a radio or television while we're reading a book. People do it all the time. But it's not literally we don't do it simultaneously. We do it one at a time. We recognize the music playing, and then we stop hearing that, and then we read a sentence, and then we hear the music again. So, you know, this is the way the mind works.
Right, I was just trying to parallel the events, you know. Like, we may be studying right now, but Satan is enticing someone to do evil, you know.
Correct.
The same time. The same events happening at the same time, but on two different levels.
Correct. Well said. Any other questions, comments? We have our Kodesh Stove event tonight at 7 o'clock West Coast time. We have two other classes, one at 11, which will be a class on Musar, and our Deep Zohar class at 4:30. So, Kodesh Tov to everyone. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you, Hano. Have a good day.
You too.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.